This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
And this is episode 77 of Painting on Glass, a rock and roll state of mind. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sosa.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This smile be something to show me.
As I said, this is episode 77, and we have a total running time of 14 hours with this podcast. Wow. Holy moly. I can tell you this. It has always been a joy to prepare and produce this episode, all these episodes, and you bet it's going to go on further. For sure it will. So ease back and enjoy, because today it's all about the rock and roll state of mind.
Lord, it feels like it rocks. Lord, it feels like it grows. There's one thing that I got. There's one thing that I know. I can't make it without rhythm tonight. Been here and shine your love. Down on me. Down on me, yeah.
I can tell you, it's so good to have you here with me again. That's wonderful. And you know what? I've always appreciated that we're all so different. Everyone got his own personality and all the things he lives up for. That's wonderful. Mine has always been the show, playing music for people, making them happy, singing to them, letting them dance the night along. Today I'd like to take you along this state of mind. Just come on.
Lord, it feels like it rocks. Lord, it feels like it rolls. That's the thing that I got. There is so much I know.
As I told in episodes before, many of friends do ask from time to time what I'm really up to in my life. They just wonder. I just got divorced for the second time because they planned some kind of cozy life with an old family, kids, a loving wife, a house and a garden. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Last thing they told me was, wives are good wives no more to a married husband. Oh, Lord. Give me a break.
So much action that I just cannot show. I gotta cut out and find you somehow to rock it tonight. Whoa, to rock it tonight.
But let me be honest with you, although the approach is a little different than theirs. I do have my home with a wonderful garden in the outside. Wonderful. I do have a wonderful partner, and I'm longing for her whenever there is a chance to share and to love as lovers do. Of course, I do. And yes, me too. I'd love to have kids on my own. But that was one of the prices I had to pay on this road. But let's shine a light on it later on. Let's go on.
Everywhere sweet guitars are rhyming, telling tales that some came true. City lights are brightly shining here. The boys and all the girls in town tonight look for each other.
I've been writing songs since I was 12 years old. I was scribbling down something, not knowing that this would be an important part of me in years to follow. I really did not, believe it or not. I've always longed for company, for understanding. Tried to express myself in so many ways, and no one ever seemed to be able to really be listening. And that was tough work until I got out on the road with my music and an audience got involved. Wonderful. Now all the wonderful ways of rock began, and you know what? It captures you for a lifetime. That's for good.
Love feels like rock. Love feels like road. Sure. There is one thing I know. There's one thing I know.
Being in a rock and roll state of mind is like living a little different. Of course, it doesn't make you any better. You are no better person just because you can sing and perform in front of other people who enjoy what you do. No, of course not. But you experience some things in life way different compared to the friends I mentioned before. It's a little different world we're looking at now. And you know what? I love it so much.
I can make it without rhythm tonight. Be here and shine in love and light. Come down on me. Down on me.
Living this way is a little bit like Friday night, more often than only once a week, you know. It's a feeling that keeps lifting you up, even at the age of 60 or older, if possible, from a medical point of view, of course. It's hard to grow old from that point of view, because you can stay involved. You're on the go somewhere, and you have musical projects to follow and share. And if you're lucky, some people to care. But it's life, so you always gotta pay the price. I wish I would have had the chance to have kids when the time was right, but I was kept busy out on the road and in my job alongside. Women came and women went away. That's the other side of this kind of life, I'm sorry to say. But you got nothing if there's nobody you can care for and care about, you know. Then it's good and worth all the effort in the world to turn out satisfied into being happy. We all long for this state of mind, but we also have to keep in mind that we're all different. Thank God we are. So I've never doubted in the road I chose so many years ago, and I never will. Instead, I wish you a lot more of the rock and roll state of mind in your life. And sometimes you need to live like Friday night, though it's not. You got it? I'm sure that you do.
Down on me. Oh, rock it tonight. Oh.
And now we're heading for the end of this episode. Thank you so much for being with me. I really appreciate that. The song you heard is Feels Like It Rocks, and it's taken from the 2015 album Good Cropper. And right now, at the end of this episode, let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, just spread a word about this podcast, and please leave a rating or a review, because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through, it's all you need to do. Painting on yours, lay down what you hope to find, all the things you left behind, that's painting on yours.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.